Let's open our Bibles back into Genesis chapter 24. And so grateful to God again, brothers and sisters, that some that might be newer to, some of the deeper truths that were so preciously hidden in the Old Testament times. We're so grateful to God that we live in a time that the chosen vessel, the Apostle Paul, was called. And he was encouraged of the Lord to bring these things to light, the light upon light, brothers and sisters. And we're grateful to God how we are in this time, as it tells us in Hebrews, of a better thing. We have now the opportunity to be filled with all the fullness of God. We were grateful to receive the Spirit's message on Sunday, understanding that we do need this Holy Ghost. We do need the infilling of the Holy Ghost. We do need, as we get into this study, understand the dwelling and the indwelling of our lives with the Holy Ghost. That fullness, brothers and sisters, it's that once you're filled, you're filled. But there is a choice to be full. And I'm grateful to God that as we get into this story of a bride for Isaac, it's all there. It's all there and more. And that's how God does it. He is in the details. He really is. He is so intimate. And I glory in the revelation that he brings, again, by his Spirit. It's not by a person. It's by his Spirit. And this isn't getting in here to show how much we know or how much we can see. We're in here by God's grace for him to show us how much he loves us. And that's what it always is. I'm grateful to God that, knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. And that's what we want. It's the love of God that's going to win and ravish the heart of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's the love of God that's going to grow us up into him in all things. He is love. I hope you understand that. So being love, everything that motivated him was love. And it's his love for us. The joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. And praise God, the joy unspeakable and full of glory that is before us and now by God's grace that is in us. Praise God. Why would we not too come to a point in our lives as Brother Paul? I'm ready to be offered. See, that's out there for us. That's not something that I've attained to. That's not something that I have already apprehended. Oh, no. But by God's grace, I'm receiving grace to reach and to press toward the mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I believe that's for me. I believe that's for you. And we know it's true because his word is true. Praise be to God. Now, let's pick it up from the 22nd verse of the 24th chapter. And this sweet sister has come down to the well. We know her name is Rebecca. The servant seen here typing the Holy Ghost. He's just marveling, wondering at this beauty. About how the Lord is willing and doing and of his good pleasure in her life. Everything that the Father said would come to pass is coming to pass. She's just filled with all the fullness, and she wants more of the fullness, and it's going on and on and on. So it says here in the 22nd verse, and it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight, and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekel weight of gold, and said, "Whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in?" And she said unto him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bare unto Nahor." She said moreover unto him, "We have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in." And the man bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord. And he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren." And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. Praise be to God. Now getting there in verse 22. Notice here first. The camels had done drinking. And every word by God's grace. And it's not to do a word study or trying to be too detailed. But every word has such meaning, brothers and sisters. And I'm thankful to God that, again, by his Spirit, he brings this out. But notice here as he starts in verse 22. But the camels had done drinking. Believe it or not, Galatians 2:20 is alive and well. Amen? For we are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith, this is where we're going with it, of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Brothers and sisters, we live by faith. That's who we are. And I'm so thankful to God, the life that we now live as Christians is by faith. Our new man, the man we are now in Christ, craves. Listen to this, the new man. You're thinking, well, this you're not describing me. I'm describing Christ in you. The new man craves and yearns and needs the Word of God. If we will just allow him to reign, he wants this. If we will get out of the way and say, Jesus, take over, this will transform in our lives. Brothers and sisters, it's just as our natural bodies. When we are hungry, we want. When we yearn for food when we are hungry. We pant for water when there is great thirst. So it is with the spiritual temple of the Lord. This is how it functions. This is how it operates, brothers and sisters, is by faith. And the only way that faith comes, the only fuel, if you want to think of it that way, that gives us faith is the Word of God. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So, as it starts here, let's not only let the camels drink, but let them be done drinking. Let them be full. Let them be filled. Let them be immersed. Let your life sit at the feet of Jesus. Be patient. Take all that the Holy Ghost is ready to give you. Praise God. You know, just a note again, thinking about these camels. And remember, there were 10 of them. And remember, as we read last week, this sweet Rebecca, she ran back and forth with her pitcher to fill that trough for those beasts to drink. And if you study about camels, a camel can drink easily 50 gallons of water. So you're talking 500 gallons of water that this sweet sister, this beautiful one, you know, no offense, but I'm sure she wasn't a Helga type. She might have been quite small, as we'll read about in certain ways later on. But that's why the Holy Ghost marveled at her. He couldn't believe it. This little thing. I would have just given her an A for effort. But praise be to God, she did it. And she did it heartily, and she did it joyfully. She ran. I just can see how he was amazed with her enthusiasm and her willingness. Now you see, no wonder people think you're crazy with how much of the Word of the Lord you want. You're going to Bible study on Wednesday again? I've been with you all week, and I don't think you did that much wrong. I had guys tell me that. You're going on Friday night. Jess, I thought I was with you a lot. Did you go home to your wife after work? See, they don't know, do they? Love causes you to do things that you never would have done. When you start seeing the love of God, it's amazing how you start showing up. It's amazing how you almost can't leave. It's amazing how you love the body of Christ. It's an exciting transformation, brothers and sisters. We can't explain it. You got to taste the peach. And then you still can't explain it. You just sit there and say, oh, Jesus, thank you that you brought this in my life. Thank you that you touched me with such grace. Thank you that you have put this desire in my life. Thank you that you did. You called me to this well. Thank you, Lord, that I don't know how I got there, but you drew me. I don't know why I came down at that specific time when the servant was there, but you knew all along that there was an appointment. As we read back in that 14th verse, that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. The Father's appointed you, if you'll take it, for his son is his wife. You've got it. It's all there. My goodness, we're at the appointment now. Can you imagine? I think maybe even by grace, we've already gotten on that camel and Who knows, we might be there soon. But that's all his work. I don't get concerned where I am on the journey. I'm just always looking, Lord, could it be that next hill? Will I see him running through the field? Come on now. This is the real stuff. Let's get out of Wednesday work day and let's get into reality. All right. This is how it is. Now, brothers and sisters, see, we go crazy as we start receiving the love of God according to natural man. I was so thankful to hear a sweet brother that came and visited. I didn't get to see him right after the meeting. And sometimes I get a little bit concerned, especially when fire starts in the meeting. And that was their first time here. But you know, I'm learning to trust God. And you know what? There was an appointment there. And God kind of showed me a little bit today. I was able to see him. And it was sweet that he said, I knew you might feel a little bit like that, but let me tell you something. Do you know, my dad was a Pentecostal minister. He said, I grew up in a church like that. And I said, see, I'm learning to trust God more and more, that you had an appointment to get back under some Pentecostal again in your life. So who knows, you know? But I know God knows. So we just leave it there, brothers and sisters. But I'm so grateful to the Lord that, you know, the love of God's after us. And it's exciting to see him working on us and our brothers and sisters in the Lord. But see, we praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, because, you know, we're becoming wise in the things of God. And as we become wise in the things of God, we know that this old camel, you know, the one you're riding and the one I'm riding, it's called our flesh, brothers and sisters. If that flesh is ever going to make that finish line, if that flesh, by God's grace, is ever going to finish this journey with a full joy, it's going to have to take water all the way along. Every single step, let me tell you something, every single stop, by God's grace, get into that trough and drink it up. Every time he gives us liberty and appointments to come to Bible studies and things of that nature, get there. Let it be insatiable to your life by God's grace. It will be at times. There'll be times you think that, well, I don't need that today. Let me tell you something. You're in a desert. And by God's grace, we need the Word of God, and we need to be immersed in the Word of God. Amen? I pray we know this. And see, he knows it even better than we do. But notice here, when they were done drinking, how wonderful. See, his story only always gets better. It pleased the servant. It so pleased the servant. And again, I want to emphasize, it was only then, after she had finished all of the camels to their drinking. And that could be 2 or 3 hours, by the way, for a camel to take in 50 gallons. By the way, they don't just slurp it up in 5 minutes. It takes time. You know, I know people like 15-minute sermons. It takes time. Line upon line can take some time, brothers and sisters. So we have to understand this. But see, it was then, after they had finished drinking, that the earrings and the bracelets were given. See, it was after, brothers and sisters, I see this by God's grace, as after the complete message was received. After all of the Word of God was taken in, it was given to her. That message was complete. She didn't just take pieces of it. She didn't just say, well, I'll try to do this as best I can. No, I'm going to sit and I'm going to listen to all of it. I'm going to wait till it's finished. I want it to saturate me. I want to understand this by the grace of God until I am full. And then, and only then, were these gifts given, this earring and the bracelets. I've had people ask, well, do you think that people could be in the bride of Christ without receiving the message of Paul? No, absolutely not. You need to know this message. You'll have to know this calling. You're going to have to sit at the well and listen to that servant tell you about the bride for the master's son. It won't happen any other way. We can have good thoughts about this, brothers and sisters, but I know that God is faithful, and I know that God has got a well and a Holy Ghost to meet you there for anyone that wills to do the will of God. It will meet you. It is not restricted to a country, to a church, out of every kindred, and tongue and nation. Know it. Don't try to let man tell you, well, how did this so-and-so group of people ever receive the Lord? They didn't have. Let me tell you something. Quit being stupid. That's just so ridiculous. God has an appointment, and he'll meet that appointment wherever he wants. And know it. Know it. A road to Damascus isn't hard for God. Do you understand that? And it can happen anywhere he wants. Because this is God we're talking about. Now, getting back to these earrings and bracelets. The greatest meaning of these in ancient times is that these symbolize the gifts of marriage. And praise the Lord. It's pretty obvious. Much like our engagement rings today, this is what was exchanged. And the woman that accepted these, it was a sign that they had accepted the bridal proposal. Now think of how the Holy Ghost comes into our life and the transformation that happens as it's not just the proposal in our head anymore, but it actually is something that I take into my life. It's called the fruit of the Spirit. The love, the joy, the long-suffering, the meekness, all of those things, how they start to become evident in our lives. Praise God. The transformation. The bride starts to become adorned. Isn't that wonderful? And I'm so grateful to God that this transformation is happening in our lives right now, brothers and sisters. He put the earrings and the bracelets on her. But as always with the Lord, I'm so grateful to God that it says that he's manifold, the many-fold meanings that are in everything. And these earrings also speak of belonging to. Oftentimes, the cattle were even marked in the ear to show who owned them. Now, some people might not like that, but let me tell you something. We've been bought with a price. You're no longer your own. I like that. I rejoice in that. I'm thankful that I'm God's. Aren't you? Praise God. I know that his promises are yea and amen. I know that all powers that be are from him. I know that by his grace he calls me and I am the apple of his eye. Praise God. That you talk about feeling warm and fuzzy. Praise be to God. What it is, it is. But brothers and sisters, it's even beyond that. See, she has become his prisoner. As Paul said, I am a prisoner of Jesus Christ. I am a prisoner of he that is full of grace and truth. He was a prisoner of the love of God. And if you notice, when the bracelets are put on, you hold out your wrists like this. This is the type that you'll see. It's like being tied. And praise be to God, how wonderful she surrendered. She submitted to him. And it wasn't anything that was out of force, because God doesn't do it that way. It's willing. Aren't you thankful? See, he loves that broken heart and contrite spirit. He loves those that will come to him with the bended knee. He's God, brothers and sisters. And God so happens to love you. The I am is thrilled with you. But praise be to God, help us not to be stiff-necked. Well, I'm not going to go that way. I'm not going to submit to him in that. That's just too personal for me. Let me tell you something. You want to be a good wife? And I'm talking about the one that's the readied wife. The only thing she does is submit to him in every way. When you're ravished, you just let go. When you're ravished by the bridegroom, you say, you have all of me. And praise be to God, he says that to you too. You have ravished me. As he said to Esther, honey, it is all yours. That's how beautiful you are to me. There's nothing of mine that is not yours. But brothers and sisters, it's mutual. Do you understand that? That's why he's ravished. Because we've accepted his love so much and he's become so beautiful to us that, my goodness, the transformation has happened in our lives. We have become so beautiful to him because we have become like him. Praise be to God in every way. Those four living ones, it's so wonderful. The very image of Jesus Christ. My goodness, it just is beyond. But see, brothers and sisters, it's wonderful because, again, she does this willingly. She surrenders to the greatest privilege that she could ever surrender to. And then, as well, the soldiers back in these times, they were given bracelets as they went into war. It signified what side they belonged to. They were even given bracelets that when they would hit and sound, it would make a certain and a particular sound that they would know the friend, and then they would also know the foe. See, we know his voice. And I'm so thankful we do. And I'm so grateful to God that there's so much type and so much wonderful encouragement in everything that we have here. And then finally, you think about this, brothers and sisters. It's the earrings, the ear, and the wrists that speak of surrender. So you have hearing and surrender. And hearing and surrender. Isn't that what our whole life is if we're going to grow in Christ? You hear and you surrender. And you hear and you surrender. And you hear and you surrender, and it never stops. Amen. Amen. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Praise the Lord. Now, all of this is the beginning of the adorning of the bride. In Esther, specifically in chapter 2, verse 9, it speaks of her beautifying process that begins with Hagar, the keeper of the women, as he readies them for the appearance before the king. And the one goal that was in mind of all of these women is they wanted to be the one that ravished the king's heart. They wanted to be the one that would be chosen. They wanted to be the one that he would desire. They wanted to be the one that he preferred and loved above all the other virgins. And praise be to God, Esther showed us how it was done. Take only what he tells you. Don't you bring anything else in there. You only take what the keeper of the women tells you. All of those others, you'll notice, that went in before him, they took things that they chose. That's what it signifies there. But Esther, she only took. Praise be to God. She was so innocent, and maybe, as they would tease her, you're just so ignorant, you don't even have an idea, honey. Well, good. You know what? If you're so ignorant, you don't have an idea, you just might win God's best. And that's exactly what happened to this little orphan girl. She didn't know any better but to trust him. Faith like a child, brothers and sisters. God said it, and it's so. What's so hard about that? Our flesh, the enemy. But if God be for you, who could be against you? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's a divine plan. Praise God. Sure, there's giants in the land, but he put every one of them there. My goodness, sure, there's an enemy that's ready to devour and to kill me at any moment. But you know what? He's allowed to be there. We couldn't be where we are today by God's grace without that enemy being where he's placed him in your life. You better know these things. He's got a tempter, and he tempts just fine. Matter of fact, he's perfect at tempting because it's not for God to tempt. But I got this evil one that'll do it at my beck and call every single time. He's so stupid, he'll do exactly what I want him to do. Do you believe the Lord has the devil on a chain like that? I pray you do. You'll sleep a lot easier. You'll rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. You won't think these things strange. By God's grace, you'll understand and start rejoicing with Paul that in my infirmities, that's when I'm going to glory. Because that's when the power of Christ rests upon me. Amen? Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Now, notice verse 23. He said there, whose daughter art thou? See, immediately, he's just so impressed with this one, isn't he? He's got to just know more. He wants that fellowship. See, the Holy Ghost wants that fellowship with you. That's how personal it is. And how thankful to God that, you know, the Holy Ghost never speaks of himself. He only talks about Jesus. See, know that. You know, a lot of people say, well, should I pray to the Holy Ghost? No. Mm-mm. It's Jesus. It's in Jesus' name. I thank God for the Holy Ghost, and he's there as that servant giving me everything. But it's not the Holy Ghost I'm trying to find out about. It's Jesus. And the Holy Ghost is there to give me everything. Praise God, because he's got everything. Because I got everything. He's just saying, son, I just got to get your eyes open. How much you got? Because you got it all. Praise be to God. So, it's immediate. Whose daughter are you? And do you have room for me? And we say, thank you, Jesus. We know, and we rejoiced earlier, that this is the daughter of Bethuel. So she's the daughter of the house of God. Think of that. There's no coincidence. I'm looking at a lot of daughters of the house of God. Every child of God is of the house of God. Praise God. Her grandmother, though, think of this lineage. Milcah, the queen. And my grandpa, praise God, he's panting. Incredible genetics, wouldn't you say, in this one? My goodness, maybe even filled, blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Sounds like a few I know. Are you getting it? All of it's there. All the potential. Praise be to God. You've been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, brothers and sisters. You're the finest of stock. Praise God. You're the family of God. I'm just so grateful to God that I rejoice with you that it's all there. The potential of everything needed of the Holy Ghost to work with is there. Amen? You're not lacking a thing. You're not lacking a thing. You have it all. I go back to Galatians 4:1 with you every single time. You're the little Lord of all. I'm not flattering you. I'm telling you the truth. And the Lord is encouraging you. You've got it all. But will you remain a servant in knowledge? And yet, you're Lord of all? What a shame. I hate to see people waste their potential naturally. I remember growing up with a couple young men that were just such fine athletes, but they didn't dedicate themselves. I mean, they could have played pro ball easily. I know it. This one young man, he could throw a ball over 95 miles an hour and never threw a baseball before. He could jump and dunk with a basketball. You give him a football, he could run faster and run over you. You never wanted to get in the line with him. But yet he had no discipline. And he'd stay up. Matter of fact, he'd never go to bed the night before a game. Drink. All these things. And all that potential was just thrown away. And you grieve. You really do. But how much more so for the sons of God? How much more so? So here we are, and God is pressing this upon us, brothers and sisters. You got all the potential, but the second question here is the most vital. Do you have room for me? Do you have room? See, most people don't have room. They don't. Salvation is enough. See, he's already talking to a child of God. But do you have room for me? See, again, most don't. Salvation's enough. Oh, the Holy Ghost at the well. Most won't even give him any time. And then those that do give him maybe a little bit of time, it's more of just a hello, goodbye. Oh, you know, I got my filling. That's enough. But dwelling there, watering them camels? You got to be kidding me. That's going to take a long time. I got things to do. I can't wait that long till they're done watering. They got enough. I've lingered long enough. But not this sister. Oh no. And she was the most beautiful of all, wasn't she? I mean, she could have been kind of stuck up and uppity, couldn't she? No. Because she was in love. She was in love. She was the chaste virgin. She knew she had that calling on her life. Do you know that? This is you I'm talking about. More importantly, it's you the Holy Ghost is speaking to. You have this calling upon your life. And she wants him to dwell with her. She desires, by God's grace, to be full of the Holy Ghost. Matter of fact, she says, not only do we have room, but we have straw. She starts getting specific here. And I have to tell you about that word straw. It's an amazing word. It means the threshing floor. For those who want to get acquainted with this, you'll have to go over to Ruth and read the story of Ruth. It's a short chapter. Holy Ghost will put you there the rest of your life if you let him. But praise be to God, you'll know in that story that the threshing floor is where they would take the grain and they would grind it to make it what it could be to be edible. The threshing floor, by God's grace, was the place that Ruth went to lie down at the feet of Boaz. The threshing floor was the place where the grain was grinded. The threshing floor, brothers and sisters, is the place where we suffer together with Christ. The threshing floor is the greatest place of worship there could ever be. The threshing floor, by the grace of God, is where we draw comfort from the Lord and we give comfort to Him as she gave comfort to Boaz, because in spirit, by God's grace, we enter into joint suffering together with Jesus Christ. At the threshing floor, I will tell you, there were two stones that were used to do that. Two large flat stones. And they were completely, perfectly fit together. And they would be rubbed on one another. And one stone was known as the male stone, and the other stone was known as the female stone. And I don't make that stuff up. It's just too beyond. Oh my goodness. This is a lot for a Wednesday night. You ready? Come on now. Stay on it. The straw, by God's grace, was for those camels to go lie down. The provender is the feed for them beasts. And even room for you to lodge in. And that word lodge means to abide. And I thought about this precious sister. She was like that wineskin that never stopped stretching. She just became more amazing all the time. The Holy Ghost just stood back in wonder, that servant, every moment. From the moment he saw her and how beautiful she was, that basically swept him off his feet. But then watching the Lord will and do of His good pleasure, the perfect work, all the perfect and complete will of God was going on there. Everything that the Master said would be done in the one He was to find came forth. And he was just in awe. And it was just incredible as he watched her. But it only gets better. Her capacity has no limits. She keeps getting more glorious with everything she does and says because she's like Him. And it's all by grace. She didn't practice this, did she? She just did what she was encouraged to do in her heart. And she had no, in a way, she had no knowledge of really what she was doing. It was just coming forth. She's just being. Just being. Christ in you is the hope of glory. It's there. Let Him be. Praise God. And it's going on, brothers and sisters, it's going on. And oh, how it pleased the Godhead. Verse 26. It said that the servant bowed down his head and worshiped the Lord. See, the praise to the Father with what's going on here tonight as we enter into the depth, as we enter into, yea, the deep things of God. Do you realize the glory up in heaven? I pray you do. I pray that encourages your heart. That's the forever, brothers and sisters. You know, there might be people that develop devices that the whole world uses and it changes everything in the world. Great leaders that take into battle that maybe won a war. Great commanders and different things of that nature. That'll all pass. Most of them that have ever even been, you've already forgotten. You know, that wheel was a great invention. You know, the wheel? I don't think I know who did it. Do you? Changed a lot of things, didn't it? Maybe as much as an iPad. I don't know. Give it enough time and they'll forget him too. But I know one thing. We will never be forgotten. And he's saying to you, not only will you never be forgotten, throughout eternity will you be the one that I will make known to all that I have loved thee. He's amazing. Now, the praise to the Father for his plan, his purpose, his provision, his power being fulfilled. And I thought of that song, "Oh, the glory up in heaven we shall know." How about, "Oh, the glory up in heaven we shall be." But verse 27, "And he said, Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren." Now I think of this. The preciseness of God is beyond comprehension. I mean, he hits the mark like nobody else can. His timing is absolutely impeccable. Everything about him, it thrills the Godhead itself, as the servant here is just thrilled with the exactness. It's like his jaw is dropping moment by moment, and it's getting to be a bigger drop. Just one thing would have been enough, but it's all there. And the Lord does that every time to the vinegar that they put up to his lips. Nothing's missing. It's the most complete thing there ever could be. Praise the Lord. I marvel at my lover. I do. I just marvel at him. I'm just so thrilled. I am so thankful I had the mom I did who marveled in her husband. My mom loved my dad. She would always tell me, as when he was here and when he's now with the Lord, what a fine man, how smart he was, the things he'd do that no one knew, but, "Honey, I saw your dad, and here's what he would do." And I just stood back and said, "Thank you, Jesus, for my husband. Thank you, Father, for my husband." See, his word never returns void. It always works effectually in them that believe. And notice here in verse 27, he was led. See, the servant was led. He led me to the house of my master's brethren. I love it. See, the message is always led to the hearts that will to do the will of God. He that wills to know will know. God's that way. He knows the hearts, and he's got an appointment, and praise God, he's got a servant to do it. And this is it, brothers and sisters. It finds a home in those hearts. And he is led to the house of what? My master's brethren. And specifically of my master's brethren, Rebecca, the fat lamb. My sister, because she's of that house, praise God. And now, my spouse. My sister, my spouse. And the pattern, again, causes us, brothers and sisters, I pray to stand back in awe of God. I really can't adequately even touch it. You cease of words to say, "Lord, it's just too beyond." But I thank him for it because, again, it's his magnificence and beauty that he brings to us in the Word of God. And we'll close tonight with verse 28. It says, "And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things." She's a runner. She's a runner. She runs to get the water for the camels. She runs to the house. Let me tell you something. She runs to tell her family the things that she's been told. See, this sister is delirious. And I'm sure people standing around her that knew her, they just didn't even understand her. She's irritating. She's making us all look bad. How about we say, thank the Lord, precious example, may we run too. We've had some, haven't we? Praise God, and we've got some. Hallelujah. And that's how he does it. And mark them. And this is one to mark because she's exceptional. But she's delirious with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Everything she does, if you watch this unfold, is because of joy. Everything she does is because she's willing. She's not trying to get people to look at her. She's not doing it because she feels like she has to do something. She's doing it because she's joyful. She's delirious. She's happy. She's even doing things that maybe she never would have ever done before, but it hit her at that moment. This is what I got to do. This message I'm receiving, I haven't ran around like this, but I'm running. It's transforming me. Praise the Lord. It hit her. She's received this proposal. She wants not only to share good news, but you think of what this sister's got to share now. She's sharing what the Spirit has said to the Church of Philadelphia. What did he just say? She's sharing what the Spirit saith to the Church of Philadelphia. And what is that? The master's son is going to have a wife. And my goodness, he wants it to be me. Amen, amen, amen. Come on now. This is what it is. And I love it. This is mine. And notice here, she doesn't just go off and telling her friends. She doesn't just go running through the town. Oh, I'm going to get married. Oh, no, she doesn't. Uh-uh. She only shares it with the family of the like precious faith. Now we're getting into Sunday's message. I'm waiting on him. I think it's a dandy. He's always dandy. But brothers and sisters, see, this depth and these riches that she has been told and that she has been given. Remember, the servant has all that the master has with him. It's not back at the house. It's all here. So she's got it. She sees it. It's hit her. So here she's run back, and these depths and these riches are only for the closest of family. She's only going to share these with, think of this, as it says here, her mother's house. Only the house of Mother Grace. That's the only one she's going to share it with. That's the only one that's going to come into this communion. The ones that dwell in the house of grace. See, there are other virgins. There's other houses. I'm thankful to the Lord. But you know what? They're not going to understand this. They're not even going to comprehend this. It's not meant for them. It's only meant for Mother's house. It's only meant for Mother Grace's house. Amen. See, I told you, by God's grace, it only gets more incredible. But see, that's how he does it. And but I'll also remind you, brothers and sisters, we're only seeing this through a glass darkly. And we're only seeing this with this body. And someday with a body like unto his own. She speaks only the truth in love. As it says back, only these things. She said there in the 28th verse, and the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. It was only what the Spirit saith. Wasn't going to add, she wasn't going to take anything away. She said these things. And what were these things? Again, you go back to verse 10, I believe it is. Yes, verse 10. All the goods of the master were in his hands. Those were the things that she came back to tell them of. Family, it's mine, mine, mine. All is mine. And you know what? I want to share them with you. We'll go ahead and end it there for tonight. Pray it's encouraged your heart. That's what he does. So praise the Lord. Let's stand and be dismissed.